because it's important. It's not a parade. It's not a get-together. It's a demonstration. We want full accounting of all our POWs. Everyone in Rolling Thunder wears one of those. Well, Rolling Thunder is a veteran support organization, and we're mainly interested in the POW/MIA cause of we want full recognition of everyone that ever was ever lost.
Can you tell us how this all started?
Another veteran and I got together in 1987 in a diner in Somerville, New Jersey. And we were both working on the POW issue. We just couldn't believe in the beginning when we heard that our government left live American POWs behind in past wars, and we said, something's wrong.
This is my 17th year out of 23. After the first time here, it gets in your blood. And it was my welcome home from Florida that I never had. And the same thing for most Vietnam vets when they came back. It was just despicable the way we were treated. And when we go down that street on a motorcycle and see all those people, it's very emotional.
We have to give it to ourselves. Because our government never thanked us, and the people never thanked us. They blamed us for the war.
I went to that wall, you know, and I walked down that wall and I see all those names on there and I said, why? You know, 59,000 names, what did they die for?
In my battalion, there's two companies got wiped out. I go there and I go and think about them. Because they were all young guys, young kids when we were there.
It never gets any easier. You tear up and it's, you know that the people are supporting you. If they weren't supporting you, they wouldn't be there. They're not just out there to hear a motorcycle go by. They're out there to say thank you. And that's what Memorial Day is all about.